Welcome, 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 everybody. Thanks for joining me on the second episode of Zim's Beer Reviews. First episode went live earlier this week. Thanks everyone who downloaded that or listened to it, followed on YouTube or Twitter or both. I've actually had quite a good response from that. I've had quite a few downloads from that, and it's awesome to see that people are actually liking some of the content that's going out. So thank you for everyone who's done that. If this is your first time, welcome. This is Zim's Beer Review. My name is Garrett. I'll be doing hopefully 1 to 2 beer reviews a week. And thank you for joining. Today, the beer I'm going to be reviewing is, if you can't see it on YouTube right now, like I said, if you do watch on YouTube, you can see what is on tap today. It is the Deschutes Jubal Ale. It is Deschutes Brewery's festive winter ale, they call it. It's a pretty hot beer genre, I guess. A lot of different breweries are starting to come out with a winter lager or a winter ale. It's after the fall ales, the pumpkins are gone. There's this winter season in there, and Jubal Ale is a extremely popular one. Out of Deschutes Brewery. If you don't know about Deschutes Brewery, they are located in Bend, Oregon. They've been around for, I think, close to 30 years now. They were founded in 1988. So yeah, 29 years Deschutes has been around. Just another shout out to my buddy here. I know I mentioned it on the episode 1. If you haven't heard it, I will be using this exact bottle opener to do all of my beer reviews. This was made by one of my good friends, Jason. He makes really good handcrafted wood, everything from tables to picture frames to beer openers. He gave me this as a gift. He sells these. If you want to get in touch with him, you can find him on Instagram at Shaverwood Creations. He is in the process of getting his website up and going. And the newest news I have of that is it should be live mid-January. So mid-January, you should be able to go to his website. I think it's going to be jasonshaver.com, jasonshaver.com. And he will be selling a lot of his different items on there, from, like I said, tables to beer openers, wine holders, six pack holders with built in bottle openers. He does a whole plethora of different things. So if you're interested in this, if you want to see it, please check him out. He does really good work. I think this is available for $20. It's handmade, really good quality. I'll show you guys how it works again. It's got a little magnet on here. If you can't see it on YouTube, if you're just listening to the podcast, it's just a handheld bottle opener with a nail bent on the end that actually hooks to the top of the bottle with a magnet. Not very well, apparently. Hooks to the top of the bottle and then pops right off, and the magnet's right to it. So really cool design. It's pretty awesome. So today we're reviewing the Jubal Ale. We get a good pour on this one. Bought these earlier today. They've been chilling for the majority of the day here, so this should be pretty well chilled here. You can see right off the bat, really dark in color. Not quite opaque, but it is approaching opaque. It is dark. I can see through it when I hold it up to my computer screen. I do see light through it. It's not as dark as a Guinness. But it's not a porter, so it is a winter ale. The head on it was started out about 3/4 of an inch. It has died down a little bit. The glass is chilled, which does play a part in that. So we'll give this one a try here. That's a pretty good winter ale. I've had quite a few different winter ales just because I'm pretty interested in the whole craft brew scene. I would say a winter ale is probably not my favorite ale. Even a great one, I don't. There's not one that I'm in love with. But as far as winter ales go, this is probably one of the better winter ales I have had. It is. It does taste very, very strong. The alcohol content has got to be pretty high. Let me take a look and find out. Yeah, the alcohol content on this is 6.7% with 65 IBUs. IBUs are International Bitterness Units. It's kind of how bitter your beer is going to be. 65 is definitely on the low end. Those go up well over 100. So it is a good beer. It's smooth. For having 6.7% alcohol, it is relatively smooth. Like I said, this is from Deschutes Brewery. So if you weren't tuned in to episode one, like I said, welcome. But how I'm going to do this is I'm going to review the beer, going to taste it, if not for the first time, on the podcast, but review the beer, kind of let you guys know a little bit about the brewery itself and learn about it with you at the same time. So I have their information up on my screen, but I have not actually looked into it. So kind of we'll discover it at the same time, which I think is kind of a cool thing. So Deschutes Brewery, they are located in Bend, Oregon. They've been around for, like I said, almost 30 years, founded in 1988, Bend, Oregon. One of their most popular beers, if you are not familiar with the Jubal Ale that we're drinking today, one of their most popular ones is the Mirror Pond Ale or the Black Butte Porter. Those are readily available at a lot of liquor stores. They ship to 28 states, including the District of Columbia. So I almost got a 50-50 shot of them being delivered to your state. So there's a good chance you can find it at a local liquor store. That is a really smooth beer. It is good. So let's read a little bit about them here. As of 2016, Deschutes was the 8th largest craft brewery in the United States, and they were the 15th largest brewery overall, which is way more popular than I anticipated. If you had asked me before, I would not have said that they'd be in top 10 for craft breweries. I know about them simply because I'm from Oregon, as you can see, but I would not have guessed they were the 8th largest craft brewery in the U.S., let alone the 15th largest in the United States. And that includes everything from Anheuser-Busch and all that. So 15th is actually really high. They produce 250,000 barrels of beer a year. So that's a lot higher than I would have expected. I knew they were popular, but that is a lot higher than I would have guessed. They have their main brewery is in Bend, Oregon. They have one also opened in Portland, Oregon, which is the largest city in Oregon, but they are expanding. So Deschutes is opening a tap room in Virginia, and they're slated to start brewing beer in Virginia in 2021. So they are really expanding. I think expanding towards the East Coast is probably going to help them up that 28 states to hopefully nearing 50. You get to the eastern states there, and you're going to get into a whole nother range of distribution. So I think that's probably their tactic on that, is to try and spread to the east and get into a lot more states. I lived in Oregon. Now I live in Wyoming, and I have had this in both states. I think it is pretty popular in the western states. So I think expanding east is probably going to broaden their distribution base. Yeah, this is this Jubal Ale. Like I said, I'm not a huge fan of winter ales in general, but as far as winter ales go, this is actually really good. I don't think I could sit and drink a six pack of this over a weekend. It's really heavy. It's got a lot of alcohol content, but the flavor, the winter ales in general, if you like winter ales, I think you're really going to like this one, because as far as winter ales go, I do like this, but if I were to go into the store and choose a beer that I wanted to have over a weekend, I don't think I would choose winter ale. So in that case, I kind of have to say take this review with a grain of salt. I do like Deschutes Brewery. I do like a lot of the beers they put out, but I'm not a huge fan of winter ales in general. But this is a good one. So I recommend this to anyone who enjoys winter ales or the darker beers. Like I said, this is a really deep amber color. You can see through it. It does transmit light, but it is a dark beer. Overall, it feels heavy, but I would have expected it to be heavier than it actually is based on the color. But it is a really fulfilling beer. I do like this. But like I said, I don't think I could drink six of those in a night or in a weekend. So good beer. If you like winter ales, I think you're thoroughly going to enjoy it. Deschutes makes phenomenal beer in general. I really like the stuff that Deschutes puts out. So I think you'll enjoy it if you'd like a good winter ale. This is like I said, it's seasonal. It comes out after Halloween. You'll start seeing it in stores. And I think this will probably be in stores through January before they start switching to distributing their spring line. So a couple other little things I'm picking up on here as far as Deschutes Brewery goes. I found on here that they actually have their own proprietary yeast from Y Yeast Labs. So if you are a brewer or a home brewer, or if you've reviewed or done any research into brewing at all, you will be familiar with the Y Yeast Labs name. They distribute yeast, obviously, for home brewers and breweries both. Y Yeast is one of the most popular yeast distributors, and Deschutes actually has a proprietary yeast strain with them. If you're interested, it's number 1187. It's called Ringwood Ale Yeast, and it's specifically for Deschutes Brews. They are not allowed, or Y Yeast, that is not to sell that to any other breweries, but I do believe it is available for home brewers if you wanted to make a clone of one of their beers or just use it on any of your home brews. So kind of a cool little tidbit there. Overall, it's a good beer. I could have another one of these, but it is heavy. It does have some good alcohol content. As far as winter ale goes, this is one of the better winter ales I've had. So I recommend you go check it out. If you're interested in Rogue, I highly recommend trying some of their other beers. Jubal Ale is a good winter ale. They have seasonal beers throughout the year, as well as their ones that they have, their staples, like the Black Butte Porter or Mirror Pond. Both are available year-round in, as of right now, 28 states. So keep an eye out, and thank you for joining me. I hope you had a good time learning about the beer, and I hope you tune in later this week to try something else. So thank you very much.